You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Three candidates are in the race for Wichita City Council District 4. Councilmember Jeff Blubaugh is seeking re-election, while Becky Jenick and Christopher Parisho are making their first runs for city office. KMUW's Deborah Schar has more.
Jeff Blubaugh began public service in 2011 when he was elected to the Goddard School District's Board of Education. 2 years later, he won the election to fill an unexpired term representing District 4 on Wichita City Council. He kept that seat in the 2015 election and is seeking a second full term this year. Blubaugh says he still has work to do in District 4.
Well, I'm pretty proud of the work that I've done out in Southwest and West Wichita. I think it's an area that maybe doesn't get as much attention as the rest of the city.
Blubaugh is a real estate broker and investor. His work experience includes 17 years in sales and marketing at Textron Aviation. He says District 4 has untapped potential for commercial development.
Logistically, I think Southwest Wichita has some of the best areas for commerce because you're right there on 135, you've got the Turnpike, you've got Kellogg, you've got a connectivity right to the airport.
Becky Jenick also has a business background. She spent the past 20 years working in accounting, human resources, and operations management for several local companies. She has volunteered with nonprofits over the years. Jenick credits her family for inspiring a lifelong interest in public service.
My dad had been involved in politics when he was young, as did my grandfather. So just carrying on the family tradition.
Christopher Parisho worked in the aircraft industry before he launched a career as a professional photographer about 6 years ago. He serves in leadership roles for Delano neighborhood groups and is a member of a city advisory board.
I've been frustrated with things that have been done over the last few years. A lot of it specifically to do with Delano because that's where I live. But I've also seen the same kinds of problems with other neighborhoods and other parts of the district.
District 4 covers the southwest corner of Wichita from Delano, west toward Goddard, and down near Hayesville. Eisenhower National Airport and the new baseball stadium are signs of growth in the district. The three council candidates agree that future development should expand beyond the downtown area. They say the district's infrastructure needs top the list of priorities. Christopher Parisho.
There's a lot of people in District 4 that feel as if they're not getting as much attention as some of the other districts are.
Becky Jenick.
I think it's time for us to start focusing our resources on quality of life and reinvesting in our forgotten communities.
Jeff Blubaugh says he surveys constituents regularly for feedback.
Their priorities have always been water, streets, make sure that there's plenty of adequate jobs in the area, and don't raise their taxes.
Whoever wins the District 4 race will join Wichita City Council before a decision is made on the future of Century 2. Parisho supports saving and repurposing Century 2 if a new performing arts center is built.
And I think anything that has to do with the future of Century 2 should be a vote of the people. I don't think City Council alone should have the final say.
Jenick says she has a lot of nostalgia for Century 2, but understands the needs of the performing arts groups who use the building.
Given the amount of money that will be spent on the project, whether it's to demolish or build new or remodel, whatever it is, that is a decision that should be left to a public vote.
Blubaugh supports saving Century 2 and building separate facilities for performing arts and conventions.
I would like to see it a countywide sales tax. I think there's opportunities to merge the operations of both Century 2 and Intrust Arena to the county.
Blubaugh says he uses social media and the district advisory board meetings to keep in touch with people in the district. He acknowledges that city government in general needs to continuously improve transparency. Parisho and Jenick are using their campaigns to challenge Blubaugh on those issues.
Right now, a lot of what I see is representation for the business side, special interests, but it seems like the people who actually have to live and deal with the consequences of what city council does don't have a lot of say.
Too many of our council people approach it as a part-time job. Elected representatives are our elected representatives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during their time in office.
Voters will decide whether Bluebaugh gets another term or if Jenick or Parashow gets a shot at bringing their vision to city council. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Ashar.